From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. It looks like nature's fire hose was just not powerful enough to quell a brush fire that's still burning in the Everglades. Fire officials say the blaze in far western Broward County was ignited over the weekend from a lightning strike. Authorities say it's already burned through 27,000 acres, and the rain showers that much of South Florida saw yesterday did not make much of a dent. The Florida Forest Service is monitoring the fire and is still hoping that rain in the forecast can help with putting it out. Scott Petrick is a spokesperson for the Forest Service. He says the main objective is to keep the fire contained by natural properties like canals and levees.
If it happens to burn 50 to 60,000 acres, then that's okay. What we do not want is for the fire to spot over into another area, because then the wildfire is going to continue until rainfall comes, and we get significant rainfall to put it out.
Petrick says wind speed can spread the fire in different directions, but although a smoky haze covered South Florida in the last few days, there have been no reports of the fire threatening major highways or residential areas. Well, the San Antonio Spurs put out Miami Heat's flame last night in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Spurs won 111-92, giving them a 2-1 lead in the series. After the game, the Heat's LeBron James told reporters that the Spurs were more aggressive in their game.
Some possessions we played extremely well and they hit shots. Some possessions we weren't quite there and they hit shots as well. And, you know, one thing about this team, if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay.
The Miami Heat are competing to win their fourth NBA title. It would be their third in a row. Game 4 will tip off at the American Airlines Arena tomorrow night at 9 p.m. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.